the summertime is coming, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather.
Hello, welcome into episode 85 of Keith and Scrap Collective. I'm Louise, and this episode I'm outside, so slightly off the cuff here, so we're going to get some footage of down at the harbour. Hopefully the wind will stay away. You get to hear the lovely gentle coming in of the tide. The waves are coming in just now and it's very slow and just dead relaxing. Also, there's hopefully some Tweety birds and some children playing because, yeah, they're mine. I own them and the dog might woof. And also, the boat is just about to leave the harbour, so you might hear that as well. Out and about today. And in this episode, we've got the me section, needles and pins, and also I'm going to talk about the Swagger Pattern by Janice by the Twin Sight Designs podcast. The drams is a Balvenie. Get your cup of tea or your dram, and I'll let you know what crack is in Keithness this week. A wee daisy giggle, because I like them. I think you do too. And I'll start with the review of the Lantern Moon needles. Now, I bought a set of 5 DPNs Lantern Moons, and I'm saying it like you all know what Lantern Moons are. They're knit needles, and they're a specific brand. I'll tell you my experience about them. How's that? I bought a set of 5 DPNs, double pointed needles, from London Loop Shop, and they cost £16.99. Yes, I know, it's quite expensive for a set of knitting needles, isn't it? However, these are rosewood, actual wood, and they're quite sturdy, and I actually got a set of 5mm, because I realised that I had quite a lot of smaller needle sets. I didn't have anything over 4.5mm, and I was needing them for doing jumpers and sleeves and hats and things like that with bigger wool. And I am using them on the Ptarmigan Cowl by Jared Flood that I'm making just now. More on that later in the episode. I'm sure you can all hear the woofing dog. Now, first impressions, why are they so expensive? I don't know. They're nice to hold, they're quite smooth, but they're quite stubby, so they're not really very good for lace work. The ends aren't very pointy. They don't really like doing knit 3 together. They don't mind doing knit 2 together and yarn overs and stuff like that, but knit 3 together, no, not very good for them. They have a kind of funny coat to them. They feel like they're painted, but they're not, because they're rosewood, and I looked up what rosewood actually looks like, and it's a dark kind of cherry red brown colour, and they're really nice to hold. They're very sticky. I'm using a silk and cashmere blend just now, and it holds it very well. They're sticky, so be aware of what kind of yarn you're going to use for them. They grip very easily when you're going round, so it doesn't fall off the needle like metal would. But when you're pushing the stitches back up, sometimes they stick a little bit. So it's something to be aware of. And I thought I'd try Lantern Moon because reeks of people have talked about them on other podcasts and in the knitting world. And whilst I think they're lovely, I don't quite think that they rate the £16.99 price tag that Loop had on them. Now, I'm assuming that Loop did put up a little bit of a mark because it's London prices. And they've been imported from America. I like them, and they are part of my special needle set because of the price I paid for them. But if you were going to go for a set of size 5mm DPNs and you were just looking for some, I would say if you've got the money, yeah, cool. If you've not got the money, bamboo would do just as well. So that's Lantern Moon's Rosewood 5mm DPNs talked about. On to the Me section. Well, I've been carrying on knitting the Ptarmigan Cowl by Jared Flood. It's got two charts in it. It's not written out in written instruction longhand, but and the other thing I don't like about it is the key to the chart is not beside the chart. So either if you're on the iPad or even if you've got it printed off, it really doesn't do it justice. And I tried using my iPhone and I tried using the iPad to knit this, but really I needed the chart printed off, just the way I knit. And I'd be interested to hear how many of you actually do use your iPad and iPhones for knitting charts and how you get on with them. I use Adobe Acrobat if I'm actually going to mark it, but the iPhone's too small and the iPad is not always available to me, so that's why. I'm using Lotus Yarns, and this is a silk and cashmere blend, a dark purple, blue, beautiful, doubled over, moaned about it in the last episode for how it doesn't like to be wound, but I think that's more to do with my winding techniques, to be perfectly honest. Now you hear the fishing boat go out now, and it's quite nice, not quite finished. I'd say I've got about an ounce left in the ball, so I'm about 19 rows up of the second chart, and then I've got to do a couple of rows of garter stitch. So it's coming on lovely. I think it'll look lovely, but I think the pattern will be lost because it's a dark colour. He has it done in a white or a cream, and you can see the pattern from a mile off, whereas this is going to be just nice to wear. Now, sewing, I was doing you're like this, an Iggy cushion. What's an Iggy cushion, you ask? Well, my child loves the Moshi Monsters, and he bought a comic, don't know when, and it had how to make a cushion in the shape of an Iggy. And Moshi Monsters are all these little characters. Basically, it's another way to sell moulded plastic, but that's just me being cynical. I quite like the game Moshi Monsters, where you have to find them, and it's a bit Where's Wally kind of, there's loads and loads of them, and you have to find the little, they're hiding away in the distance. But the actual point of them, small children like to collect them. Sorry, being cynical. I'll stop it now. Anyway, this Moshi Monster is called Iggy, and it's a little purple circle with big eyes and a sort of daisy roundy petal type to him. And Sandy says, can you make this for me? And I says, oh, it doesn't look that hard. So Sandy persuaded me to make this cushion. And I got some purple fleece fabric from Elizabeth's, and it was £10 a metre. And I went, I was expecting it to be £3.99 a metre or something, a bit less than that. So I bought 1 metre, and I folded it into four, and then drew out the picture from the magazine pattern, which basically is a squiggly shape. And then you do a squiggly shape 7 centimetres in, and you cut out. And then it says to cut up every centimetre around this, so you've got a fringe, and you tie these fringes together, and then you stuff the cushion. But I wasn't super happy with that with my small children, and I just sewed it. I took the sewing machine, and they helped me, so it was fine. And we got some white, blue and black and pink felt for its eyes and mouth, and I bond a web them together. Granted, they're not staying on very well, so stupidly I didn't do it right. I zigzagged round Daisy's eyes, but I didn't zigzag round Sandy's eyes, and that was naughty of me. However, I will bond a web them on, and then I might just hand sew them on, because we stuffed them. They had great fun stuffing them, they did that, and then I sewed it back up, and it's their new best pal. It's quite a decent sized cushion as well, so it's quite nice. Good quality material as well. Also, in spinning news, the local spinning group that I've not been to for a long time had a link up with a spinning group down in the Falkland Islands, and they had an afternoon where they were doing spinning. I met Anne, who does the spinning class in Thurso, yesterday, and she introduced me. I'll put this on Facebook. She introduced me as, this is Louise, she's famous. I blushed in my boots. I'm like, well, I'm not famous. And she says, oh, but you are. No, not really, no. So, I'm certainly not famous in Turtle, I can tell you that. However, I love you all, my listeners. Spreads fame and celebrity about, I have no idea what I'm talking about. It was really nice to hear that they were doing that. And they're also thinking about doing a five continent link up, where they have somebody from each of the five continents spinning at the same time. I don't know what time of day they're going to do it, so it'll be quite interesting. But she did say that the lady from Antarctica can't Skype in, she can only phone in. How cool is that? Oh, the Caithness Quilters had their show and tell day at the assembly rooms in Wick, and I went along for quite a while with the bairns, and you paid your £3 to get in, and you could eat as much cake as you could fill your boots with. So the bairns were absolutely beside themselves. Had a cup of tea, and they had their stuff on show. There was about 10, at least, friendship quilts all finished up on the wall. 3 or 4, including mine, unfinished. I've finished the top, but do you know what made me really upset about it? I was quite disgruntled with it, because none of my points matched on the first row and the second row, and it just got worse from there on in. So my mum looked at it and then went quiet, and I knew she was going to do that. That was the disappointed mum look. You know, I'm so disappointed in you. So she says, do you want me to fix it? And I'm like, well, you can't take it to bits. And she says, oh, don't mind. And I went, no, just take it home with you, because she was staying till later on. So I had a thought about it on the way home, and I thought, well, if I take it, I'm not going to do anything with it anyway. I'd be an awful waste of time and resources. So she took it. I said to her, you do what you want with it. So she showed me what to do, and you pin every single seam that you come across, and you manipulate them to work together. And then again, if it's not cut right, it'll show up, and you can fix it then and there. So that's a wee tip. Pin, go very slowly to the seam, manipulate it, round it, and take your time. Sandy's come a bit closer for some stones. She's taken it and she sorted it. She showed me what to do, and I was doing a little bit of my jelly roll quilt, and I did this pinning closer. My cutting must have been a bit better. Remember, I was saying my cutting's not very good. Well, it's still not very good. So I must have done a bit better with the cutting, because the jelly roll was pretty much cut for me. And it's made a difference. And the other thing I'd like to suggest is I bought a board, and on one side it's got an ironing board cover, and the other side it's got a cutting mat. So you can use this on a tabletop. And I've got a travel iron that I use for doing mad things, that it's not going to muck up my proper iron. And I was quite delighted with myself. I didn't have to go downstairs and get ironing. So, this top tip for quilting is pin, pin, pin. And I've been thinking about knitting as well, because I took a grump to myself when the quilt was working up. And I thought, what can I do? Can I wind up some wool? Can I organise patterns? So I had a look at my Ravelry queue, and then I found my hand spun. So if you're a bit disgruntled, everybody, just go and look on Ravelry, look at your queue, look at other people's stuff they've been knitting, look at what yarn you've got, match your yarn to what patterns other people have done, match your patterns to what yarn you've got. It kind of cheered me up, so I did that, and then I took out of the glass case, in case of emergencies, break glass, some yarn that I spun myself and dyed with cochineal colours that Sarah had. This was a couple of years ago now, and I've never known what to do with. So I started crocheting with it and trying to do a triangle. I didn't get very far, and I took it out again. I don't even know what weight it is. It's certainly fatter than a DK weight, possibly an RM weight, and I don't have an awful lot. I'm thinking possibly a scarf or a cushion. I don't know. I'll see. But I think I crocheted something. It's quite warm kind of yarn, and it's going to be quite dense. So that was me. So I got a very nice message in my inbox the other day, and it was Janice from Hamby has sent you a pattern, and it's called Swagger Scarf and Shawl. and 12 pages worth of pattern, which I had to print it off. Don't tell Richard, because he isn't very impressed with and using up all the ink in the printer. And that's the only thing I'm going to say negative about this, because it was a gift. Now, what I like about it, she's got two columns in each page, and in the right hand column she's got tips and tricks, and she writes it down exactly like she talks. She says, which I thought was quite funny. Oh, right, here we go. When you consume your last knit, the stitch, the stocking and body, you should be on 18th row and ready to smoke. If you end up off by a few rows, no worries. Go ahead and smoke to the finished body section. No one will notice. Ah! Is that not funny? She's got a lovely little design at the bottom from the actual podcast with lots of knitting pattern. And her... Am I right in saying this, Jan? That's your daughter that is modelling it. She did tell me, and she's very pretty, very gorgeous, great model. And this shawl, I should actually tell you what it is, it says, with a lovely edge that looks like swags of fabric, you'll be sure to swagger each time you wear this scarf or shawl. The pattern allows you to use every bit of that special yarn and is suitable for knitters of all skill levels. Its difficulty is easy, the size is yardage dependent, and your needles is a US size 6 or desired to achieve the density of fabric. Where's the UK version? Okay. Thanks, John. The yarn she suggests is one of these patterns that you can use fingering sport or DK weight yarn. And she used hers in hand spun merino, a DK weight. And she had less than 1 gram remained upon completion. And it's one of these shawls that you weigh it first, you knit to the pattern, and then you weigh again, and you weigh again, and you weigh again, and once you get to halfway, you start decreasing. And the shawl itself is quite a narrow triangle with the top chopped off. And she has charts, and it says, for those who prefer charts, which is quite nice, and she also has it in longhand writing. And she's got a scarf and a shawl pattern. So, let's see what the schematic for the scarf looks like. On page 7, she's got a pictorial smocking tutorial. And it's got 16 little pictures of diagrams, nice needles, of how to actually do the smock on the edge. Now, this is knit sideways, and on the edge there is a border, so it's quite a good way of, it's going to be a longer shawl. You can make it as long or as short as you want. We've got 3 charts at the back for the start, the finish. There's a decent schematic. Is this for the scarf or the shawl? The scarf is a very thin shawl with a great big top chopped off the triangle. I don't know what the type of shape that is. Rhomboid. I have no idea. But she's got knit this direction, balancing rows, stocking it body, body of scarf, garter, stitch edge, increased section, balancing rows. I like it because it's written in her sense of humour. The abbreviations are fine. Also, hold on, let's see if the chart has got a key. Oh, it does. I love you, Jan. I love you too, Ellen. Just so you don't feel bad. As I was saying earlier about ptarmigan curl, I like it when the chart has got the key beside the chart. So, I'd recommend this. Now, it is time for the drams.
We're drumming, I hope you like drumming too.
Hello and welcome back to this episode of The Drams.
Kia ora hau.
This episode we have a 12-year-old double wood, the Balvenie.
Very nice.
And Richard, pass me the tub.
Certainly.
Now this is a very round, cylindrical, cream, cardboardy tube. And there's a lot of information on this.
There is, but it's all functional information because it tells you about the first cask and the second cask.
Because it's
hence
a
making
double
it
wood.
The double wood.
So you're drinking whiskey oak and sherry oak, and they get mixed together to make this double wood drink. But I do think there's quite a lot. If you were standing in it, you would look Balvenie. Ooh, goodness, that's a lot of information to digest. However...
But it's worth it.
I'd say so.
Not that I'm biased.
We've had this before. Mm-hmm. To be perfectly honest.
I have.
Yeah. So, 70 salamander... No. Oh, look, they've even put it in double things. They've got 70 centilitres or 700 millimetres.
70 centilitres or...
700 millilitres.
Which is the same as?
70 centilitres.
Well done. Which is 0.7 of a...
litre. Yes. For the E-jets out there. And it's a 40% volume of alcohol percentage / volume. Gee whiz, they're laying that out for me today. Do they think they saw me coming or something? It's a cream tube with black writing and the old bit picked up in a kind of bronze colour.
You've got a kind of two-tone there.
Ah, it's bonny. Quite distinctive. I'd see that on the shelf.
A lot of information.
Yeah.
But
no pretty
picture. It's distinctive.
It is. Established 1892. Single malt Scotch whisky distilled at the Balvenie Distillery, Bamfordshire, Scotland.
In the village?
Dufftown.
Dufftown, which I visited.
When?
I was working down in Hundley and I took a drive one evening to go and look for a wee hill I was going to go and walk up.
Well, you would. On the back, there's one of the shovel things that they shovel over the barley.
A sheel.
Is that what it's called? Oh, yeah. The maltman's sheel is still an integral part of our malting process. And it's basically a shovel. And they use it to turn over the barley so it gets both sides aired out and stuff. Yeah, I can't bother reading anymore. Yeah, that's the kind of mood I'm in. But www.thebalvenie.com, where's our drink responsibly? Ooh, for all this information, I see no drugs.
It might be on the bottle.
It'll be on the bottle. Right, so.
But I would say that the website.
Nice logo at the top, metally top.
The website is a little bit overly. Looking at it on the iPad.
Aye.
It's a little bit too difficult. Well, I wouldn't say too difficult, but it's a bit kind of puts pages up and flashes up and stuff. There's hardly any left. How did that happen?
We drank it, yeah.
That's evaporation.
No, we drank it.
You need to drink that quicker if it evaporates that quickly.
Drink responsibly, nonsense on the back. Don't have too much, listeners. Not like us.
We're talking about the web page.
Oh, think about the... Drink. Talk about the web page then.
Well, it's okay. It's got lots of information, but little pages come flashing up and it's quite difficult to get round about it and navigate. But the information's there.
So you're saying it's kind of busy? A bit like the bottle?
Yes, very busy.
And, like, the tub?
Yes. Yeah, a good correction there, I would say.
Busy. Right, the shape of the bottle, I quite like that. It is bottle-y shape.
Very traditional bottle.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, it's not very high before it goes to its flute. And it's got a nice cork. Nice cork. And it's got an established 1882. I'm assuming back in the day, before we opened this, there was a fancy silver foil top. Can you remember?
It was such a long time ago.
When did we buy this?
Ages.
Where was it from?
Balvenie, Dufftown. Is that not the one of the ones we got from the airport?
We walked into that one.
Did we get it from the
airport?
No,
we never bought any alcohol in the airport at all.
Did we get it from Mackay's in Thurso?
Possibly. We'll say we did because we like Mackay's.
No, we did because, mind, we got a bottle of, two bottles of Old Pulteney to give to two clients.
Yes.
Because he goes and have given us some work.
Yeah, we're nice to our clients. If you're a client and you're a prospective client,
you get a bottle of whiskey.
Yeah, we're nice to you.
And we got a bottle of Balvenie in case they didn't like Old Pulteney. But they did, so we kept the Balvenie. And,
we were working.
It was staff entertainment.
Right, pour.
Hold on, we need to do a cork.
Oh, do the cork.
Oh,
nice cork.
Sprayed my hand in whiskey.
It has been opened a few times, and shut a few times, and opened a few times. Can you stop squeaking as well, please? Oh, you're
bummed. I hit my jeans against this chair.
It's not my fault you've got jeans against this chair.
Oh, squeaky. Right.
Colour?
Oh, look at that. It's almost... Hold on, I need to look at it without a light behind it because it's kind of greeny.
Does it bit greeny, isn't it? Why is it greeny? Why would it be greeny? I've got greeny. Or maybe that's Daisy's cut pictures behind it on the fridge.
I'm going Chewbacca.
Chewbacca, definitely. Just a normal Chewbacca out and about.
And it's sticking to the glass, quite the thing.
Not a dirty Chewbacca, not a sunburnt Chewbacca. Just Chewbacca, as he is.
Yeah.
The way his mummy made him.
Yeah.
Right, I'm supposed to roll it down the glass, but I've got the fancy crystal glass and I can't tell. Is it taking its time to come down your glass?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Richard, we've lost Richard, listeners. He's having his nose in it. It must smell nice.
Smell that. Oh, hold on. Lovely.
You describe what you smell and I'll have a sniff.
Definitely honey. Bit of flowers.
Whiskey.
Oh, soft. It's a soft, soft smell.
Are you smelling wood?
No.
Double wood, perchance? No. Because it's been in oak and sherry.
I'm not getting any sherry, though.
Well, the sherry implies a sweetness, does it not? Sorry.
It just smells honey and flowers and just...
A fruity honey dates to the resulting single malt because of the sherry casks. The oak...
It almost seems a crime to drink this now after smelling it for so long.
Well, put it back in the bottle then.
No.
I don't see any whiskey police coming around. The oak cask is mellow, maturing spirit, imparts gentle, warming layers of vanilla spiciness.
Vanilla? I'm not getting spiciness.
I'd like to say I was, but listeners, I would just be making it up. You know fine well I would be.
And I've just thought about...
Slangevin. Let's do the taste. So he's put some water in. Oh, that's mellowed it out. Oh, that's quite roly-roly on my tongue. And... I've lost Richard again. I'm going to have to talk to you.
No, I'm getting the sherry this time. And the honey. Flowers. Just sweetness. That's
really nice.
Such a mellow. Oh, I'm getting emotional with this one.
I like this dram. Now, tell me more about the Balvenie. Why is this the second bottle that we have had in the house and we never did it the first time?
It's good stuff.
In fact, it might have even been the third bottle.
Quite likely. Well, I had Balvenie the other day when I was working down in Huntley, and it was before I actually went to Dufftown to find my wee hill that I ended up going up. I went to stretch my legs and I ended up walking up this wee hill called Benrennis. It's a big hill down in Aberdeenshire.
Cool.
Anyway, and I passed, you go through Dufftown and there's like signposts all over the place. I think there's about 3 signposts for distilleries in this tiny wee town stroke village. And
do they all start with the Singleton, the Balvenie?
Probably.
What's the other one?
Can't remember. The Dufftown.
You're not very good.
I'm rubbish. I've got a really bad memory. Anyway,
sorry.
I went back to the hotel I was staying in just outside Huntley, the Castle Hotel, which is very nice and a fantastic whiskey collection.
We've mentioned this before.
Yes. Anyway. The gentleman,
not that I'm bored or
the gentleman that owns the place gave me a Balvenie 17 and I had a Balvenie 12 as well. And it was a lovely, lovely dram.
Well, what's the difference between a 17 and a 12? And don't say 5 years.
Well, I was actually going to say about 2 hours. Because I had the 12, when I came in. Cause it was quite, and actually, it was about 24 hours because I had the 12 when I came in late. And... I think I drove down and I was late getting down.
Oh, that one.
And then the next night, the guy that owns the bar, Andrew Meikle John, gave me a 17 and it was lovely too.
Cool. Also, our friend Graham suggested that we have a Balvenie.
He gave me a Balvenie.
He did?
When I stayed at his a while back. I think I was on a course down in Inverness. So, Slangevin, Graham, and Alison and Isla.
Absolutely. I would actually like to say hello to Edna's cat because she said that she won a bottle of the Welsh whiskey. Do you remember we did that a while ago?
Yeah, Penrhydlan.
Pendragon, wasn't it? Well, she won that in the raffle. And she thought of us when she was...
It's a lovely drum.
How cool is that?
I want to look up what it's called now.
Well, it's Pendragon in my head.
Yeah. It's lovely.
Yes. So, Slangevin, Edna's cat. Right, Richard. Because we've not done this for a wee while, we've got a plethora of people who we can invite along for a dram.
Well, all the people I want to invite I've already invited, but I've got one person I'll invite just because it was topical, and one person I can't invite because you're inviting them apparently, but I'm guessing. So You go first.
Well, it's the May Games today, the May Highland Games, and our neighbour in the May Castle of May, which is about not even half a mile yon way.
1 kilometre.
Aye. Is Prince Charles. So I thought I'd have Prince Charles. And I've not cleaned the house, so he can come in and sit and look at my dirty dishes and enjoy a wee Balvenie. But I'd kind of like to know the man behind all the stuff.
Well,
I know you've met him before.
Twice.
And I've seen him plenty of times and waved my flag at him a million times. And I'm not a big, big royalist as in a kowtow to them and believe in the whole HRH stuff. I give him respect because I think he works hard. I'd just like to get to know him a bit more, you know. Because you see this personality on the telly. Sitting at a kitchen table, having a wee dram. I think you find more out about somebody. I'd like to know if he enjoyed watching the Cookshill demonstration at the May Games today. We never went because it was raining. Shocking, isn't it?
Well, I never went because I was out cycling. My bike broke 10 miles from the car and I had to carry my bike back to the car for 10 miles. Very frustrating morning and afternoon. Anyway, Prince Charles, I would say, is very easy to speak to. He's obviously had a very privileged life. I'm not a royalist at all, but he's a human.
And he's our neighbour.
He should be treated with the same respect as everyone else gets and deserves.
And I'd like to talk to all these people that he talks to as well. You know, his detail.
I thought they were pretty switched on, actually. They're certainly very professional at their job.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have them all
both
drinking.
His PA
would
and
have
his
to have some
security.
Kind of...
Security guys are quite interesting guys to speak to.
Yeah, they would be quite interesting. Obviously, we'd have to have it in shifts because they would have to have somebody on. We wouldn't want to be completely irresponsible in this day and age. But, you know...
Hold on, we've got security covered. Our detail is Quattro.
What?
Who's currently sleeping.
Quattro, who's sleeping over there on his blanket?
Yeah.
Oh, dragons. So who would you have for into your dram?
For those in the know...
I know this one.
Daley Thompson.
Decathlon.
The only reason being that when I was a kid growing up, Daley Thompson was the man for sports and stuff. And I was looking up earlier on, just on a nostalgic trip, the UK telly programme Superstars.
Right.
And Daley Thompson won it and did loads of things, like winning all his heats and stuff. And he was just a bit of a kind of bit of a dude when I was young. Bit of a kind of idol, a hero.
He was one of mine as well, and we had the game for the Spectrum ZX computer. Hence the,
I was never allowed a computer when I was
M&N a kid. Buttons on your computer that used to be trashed, and then you used to have jump with space. And I think I must have played it quite a lot because I was quite good at it.
It's equivalent of what have we got?
Xbox.
It's the equivalent of Call of Duty nowadays, I suppose. But different kind of concept, isn't it?
I was going to say, hit the target.
Hit the target.
Hit the target.
Hit the target.
Hit the target. For those of you who aren't very good at Call of Duty, that'll make perfect sense. For all those of you who are not or have never ever played Call of Duty, that's all I heard when Richard had a wee shot of Call of Duty.
I'm not good at computer games. I don't like them. I've never played them.
He's still
and
not.
I'm bitter because I was never allowed a computer when I was a kid. I never got to play Daley Thompson in my own house. I had to go around to my pals' houses.
We had it because my dad must have been offshore at the time and had some money or abroad. So, whilst you had your father home all the time, I was one of the children where my father had to work abroad or offshore, so we had money to play Daley Thompson.
I had my father, but no money.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Such is life.
It is indeed. So, who else would you have? Anyone?
Yeah.
Who?
Josie Wales.
We've had him.
All right. Ask me again.
Who would you have?
Quint.
Who's Quint?
He's a skipper from Jaws.
All right, he's making really funny faces. It's just like I'm supposed to know who Quint was.
You must know who Quint is.
From Jaws.
Jaws.
As in the film.
Farewell and adieu, my fair Spanish ladies. Farewell and adieu, my ladies of Spain. For we've received orders to set sail for New England. And I hope to see you ladies again.
That's an excellent time for me to drink some more whiskey there, listeners.
Anyway.
So what have you been doing for the past few weeks, Richard? Because you've not been on the podcast.
I've been offshore. I've been transiting in and out of Grimsby. I've been commissioning big substations and small switchgear and 33 kV and 132 kV. And
so you've been busy then?
I've been
loving
very busy. It's been great.
Excellent.
Albeit, it's not been good being away from home and missing my bairns.
I nearly ate them one day.
I've been very busy and I've heard all about Louise trying to eat my children over the phone and on Facebook.
You know that whole phrase of when a mother eats her young? Well, that's my I'm joking, but they're screaming at each other. We've done all these things and they're still playing up. Now, normally, Richard comes home at whatever time of day it is and he plays with them. And by that point in time, I'm done. And I'm not very good at playing. I've always admitted this. I'm good at cuddling. I'm good at wiping noses and wiping up puke. But actually playing, he's really good at it, aren't you? And you enjoy it as well. So we did, because we didn't have it for over a week and a half. And I know some of you lovely listeners, your mums and dads aren't there for weeks and months and stuff. And I don't know how you do it. But this was my week off of Richard, and I was struggling.
And I have to admit, this is the first Balvenie I've had since I've been home.
Yeah. It could have been off the drink, actually, after being
well, it was 2 weeks off.
With Daisy not being feeling well, no. Getting the sickness back herself.
I've not touched a drop when I was away.
Yeah. So that's kind of one of the reasons. The other person I was going to have, and this isn't going to work until tomorrow night, but because it is who it is, it will work. Doctor Who, the new Doctor Who. I'm going to have him room for a dram.
Who is the new Doctor Who?
We don't know until tomorrow night.
Oh. Do you think it's a woman?
It could be. Wouldn't that be good?
Or, can I say an ethnic Doctor Who?
Well, why wouldn't it be?
No, I hope it's both.
An ethnic, well, like Martha.
Yeah.
I liked her, but I don't think it'll be her because she's already been in. So, Balvenie, Richard, what do you think?
Back to, who did you have?
Prince Charles and Doctor Who.
Oh, Doctor Who.
Are you having another one?
Well, I've got Quint and I've got
Daley
Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to put them in a room together and have a Superstars fishing competition.
Well, I'm going to have Doctor Who and Prince
Charles.
And
sharks aren't allowed because
trying
sharks
to out-posh each other. Because I can't think of anything that they would have in common.
No, I wouldn't catch sharks though. Well, we could catch sharks, but we'd have to tag him and release him.
Does Quint not get killed?
Yeah.
Right. Well, in that respect, let's just not catch sharks.
Yeah.
So, Balvenie.
Balvenie.
Recommend?
I would say it's certainly in the top three.
Top three is lovely tram. I would recommend very much. Go out and get yourself some.
I think if, depending on my mood, Highland Park, Old Pulteney, some of the Isla ones, some of the Skye ones, Balvenie, that's certainly my top three.
Oh no, I would go Old Pulteney, Balvenie, Talisker. Mm. If I'm standing in Tesco's or a whiskey shop,
depends on
that's
my mood.
What I can
it
think
depends
of.
Depends on my mood and what I drink last.
And I like the Lila ones as well. There's so many of them, I can't remember them offhand, which in itself is the thing.
And I should also add that I've got the whisky list of all the whiskies in the Castle Hotel Huntley, which I'm slowly ticking off.
Yes.
Slangeva. Oichiva.
Okay, enjoyed them drams. And I would recommend that. I would recommend the Swagger pattern. I would recommend the Ptarmigan Cow pattern as well. It's really nice and quite quick to knit. And I hope you've got a little bit of rest and relaxation from the... Here's a dog. From being down at the beach where it's sunny and warm and no wind. Just a slight breeze. Now for the blah 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 stuff. If you feel the need to get in touch with me, please email me on keithinscraftcollective@gmail.com. I welcome any iTunes reviews. I'm on Etsy still as keithinscraft. I am on Twitter as keithinscraft. Facebook as keithinscraft. You get the theme here? Instagram as keithinscraft. Quite enjoyed doing the Geeky Girls
photo a day so far this August. Today is 8, so I have to find 8 things. It's a shame Sandy's not 8, because I was just taking a photo of him. So, the music will probably be from Mark Gunn, Wild Mountain Time. Thank you for spending some time with me down at the sea today. And keep on crafting. Together to pour wild mountain time all around. Will you go? I say go. Will you go? I say go.